It's well known that Allen played an outsized role in developing the Saltesi Trail system, but perhaps less well known is how he was as a cross-country ski coach, unless you were on one of his teams, or, like Kent Peterson, you coached alongside with a first-hand view.
Like many of the students that Allen coached at Kenai Central and then later at Skyview, Allen took me under his wing and shared his passion for the northern culture and embracing life in the outdoors regardless of the season. His coaching philosophy was more about creating lifelong outdoor enthusiasts and athletes, not just winning a race. Helping people to see the value in being fit enough to explore the world around them and to have the desire and knowledge that they could go a little farther than they think and probably a little faster too. One workout that we did really inspired the kids to move a little faster. Allen had the idea to play paintball on the Saltesi Trails as a preseason workout, but he and I were the only ones with guns. The kids were supposed to get out to the biathlon range and back again without getting tagged by us. We both enjoyed that a lot, and we still were employed as coaches.
The ski trails were just one place where Allen left a mark. In more than 40 years of teaching, he's produced volumes on local native culture and language and inspired younger generations to continue that study and those traditions. Sandra Shaganoff-Stewart now teaches Dena'ina and Otna language classes at KPC, among other roles there. She met Dr. Boris more than 30 years ago when he was working with Dena'ina elder Peter Kalifornsky.
When I started the class, I was surprised I was the only Native person in the class. And other than Peter. And I also learned throughout the years that, and at that time, that language learning was not just about taking a class and using it. It was much more than that. It was about discovering identity and in a place of where you live. The class helped me to see and connect with people through the native language. He shared concepts and made me feel included and confident to speak and share my thoughts and knowledge. I finally had a space where I could offer something. I began to look to my elders, and I wanted to connect to my ancestors. Through Dr. Boris' teaching, I began to journey of language learning.
And when he wasn't teaching or coaching, he was often writing, penning columns for the Anchorage Daily News and the Readout Reporter for many years. And some of that writing eventually found its way into songs. Mike Morgan says the first song he was ever commissioned to write was inspired by Allen and his reverence for life in Kisilov. Another little ditty was a retooling of the story of John Henry, but with a local bent and painted with Allen's dry and deep sense of humor.
Allen's article begins, it says, way, way back in the early history of the Kenai Peninsula, back in the 1980s, there was a man named John Kenai Jake Henry. And John Kenai Jake Henry was a wood splitter. When John Kenai was a little baby, sitting on his mama's knee, well, he picked up a heavy wedge and split and maul. Said splitting spruce will be the death of me. Oh, mama, splitting birch will be the death of me. Splitting spruce will be the death of me. Oh, mama, splitting birch will be the death of me. Well, a neighbor said to John Kenai, gonna buy me some gasoline. Gonna split my wood with a hydraulic ram. Gonna buy me a splitting machine. John Kenai gonna buy me a splitting machine. Well, John Kenai said to his neighbor, boy, a man ain't nothing but a man. But before I let your hydraulics beat me down, I will die with my split maul in my hands. Lord, Lordy, I'll die with my split maul in my hands. And John Kenai said to his woman, Edie, won't you come and sing? Cause I got rhythm and my sweats are pouring down. Come and listen to my maul echoing. Sweet Edie, come and listen to my wedge echoing. Well, the man who designed those hydraulics, he thought that he was mighty.